Because we need the source. We'll go very quickly, okay? No jokes. Ha mapeles shofir molim. A woman gives mapeles a shofir means a placenta. Okay, placenta, which means, or an afterbirth. I don't even know what a shofir is. Some type of embryonic sac. Some type of afterbirth, something which comes out after later. And guess what? There's no baby. This only it's like you get from Amazon. How many you get from Amazon? A package, a box, completely sealed from all four sides, and you open it up, and there's nothing inside.
There's an embryo sometimes.
So you just got in the mail a box. The baby comes out in the packaging. Okay, the packaging. Look, robots do the packaging. What do you expect? The person did the packaging would never have them. They have an empty box. But a robot packages the box for you. So that's what happens. You get an empty box with no packaging, nothing inside. Hamapeles shofir, you can even dinzach with Amazon, because they tell you the delivery says you got it. So what do you want from us? You got it. I said, yeah, you got it. Got it. There's nothing in the box. Nothing in the box. The box is empty.
They credit you right away.
Hamapeles shofir mole mayim. A shof means the packaging mole mayim. Or mole them full of blood. Mole. What's the other one called? It's the third one now. What's the third one? Competition. Do a competition. DHL. Hamapele shavu molidam or moli ginunim. Ginunim means colors. It's a multi-potent, multi-colored. Liquid that's found to be inside of the sack. It's not called the sack of blood. A male is not tomato tomas later. Okay, that's the halacha next. The im hoya merukam. Let's say it was merukam means it was embroidered. It was stitched together. In other words, that there was some resemblance that a vlad has begun to form. Then teishev lezochar vilin keva the chumis of both. 14 days of tumah, and by the end of day 40 from the birth, she has to already be chayish for dam nida. Okay, vaita. Because ein shofir below vlad. Once already the shofir, the afterbirth has the merukum, has a davar inside that's merukum, meaning that you can detect that there is some type of formation. It's not just liquid. It's not water, it's not blood, it's not a colored liquid, but rather you can actually see some beginning form of a creature, then it's already to mislay. The next, Hamapeles sandal, there's a famous sugi sandal, what looks to be like a shoe. Okay, now what that means exactly, I have never seen someone give a real good hesber. What's been a sandal? Why a sandal?
It resembles a fish known as sandal. It's
not
a sandal.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
A fish, who says that? The article?
Rashi 25b.
Rashi, in sandal of Vladim, of a shul sandal, Tishal Dolan, okay, with some, where's Rashi sandal? Wait, 25b? That's next time. Okay, fine, okay, we'll come, fine. Fine, 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 fine. Good, good. Hampela sandal shilya, shilya. Now, what is shilya is not the same as the shofir. The shofir and the shilya are tseba, zunga, the zachin, which we're going to come to later on. Okay, we'll wait for the Gemara to explain that. So, therefore, a shofir, Tishal Zachin, Mekeva. So therefore, a sandal shilya ain shilya. I made a mistake. I told you ain shilya below the lot. So the shilya is a part of the afterbirth, which in the eyes of Chazal, what it is, you should know it's not even so simple what it is. We will translate you in the gospel, it's not so simple. But in the eyes of Chazal, whatever this item is a clear, clear simen. Indication that there was indeed here a vlad, and the vlad was nimoyach, and thus there is tumas leidah. A shofir is not an indication, because there can be a false birth. There can be a shofir without a vlad. So in order for the shofir to qualify as an indication that it was a vlad, there must be inside of it a chaticha. There must be inside of it merukum. Okay, so therefore, ein shilya b'loy vlad. Aval yesh shofir below vlad.
Right, but here we're talking about sandal.
Oh, memela. No, we've done it already. We're done with that. We did sandal. Sandal finished with. Then we're going to the shilya. We do words. I told you, not finished. Hamapeles sandal. Done. Oy shilya. Shilya is not the same thing as the shofir. There is something called the shofir below vlad. In order to upgrade the shofir, there must be a chaticha. But when it comes to the shilya, you don't need a chaticha. Just the shilya in it of itself is enough of an indication that there is a vlad. Next. Bishloim. Now we go back to the sugya of Yashafiyav. Dam damayim. Bishloim. Bishloim. Dam mayim loikolum. We understand why this garnish. Ela ginunim neichushem avolon havavneim bechad melted. Amana bye bye. It says kama yayin chai. Can I pass the an expression? How much wine this woman drink that her baby dissolved within her, and therefore ginunim is nothing. It cannot possibly be. In other words, if it was really, you want to go say that it was an ubar, is an expression. It means she had to be drinking quiet. It's an unbelievable. Chazal don't make expressions out of nothing. This expression over here means over here lashon guzma. Okay, Guzma's nutrikin gam ze mo. There's also some truth. Does he ever hear that Chazal? Gam Guzma is gam zu mo. Even in a Guzma, there's a kernel of truth. Every joke you make about someone, there's a mash of truth in the joke. That's why you couldn't make. That's why you couldn't make a joke, right? That's why they couldn't make a joke, right? So, oh no, wait. So they have what's the more saying? What's the more here coming to say? If a woman, it is not healthy for a woman to drink alcohol. That's the lesson you learn from this Gemara. Today, what are the modern science, what do they say about it? They do allow pregnant women to drink wine. Is that correct?
I'm not sure.
They do allow. So over here, Chazal are saying over here that it's not permitted for a pregnant woman to drink wine. Kama shosa, how much wine did she have to drink in order to cause this baby to nimayach? Taka means guzma. That a taka, if she would drink taka, a lot of wine, in a chanami, it would happen that the baby would be nimayach.
Therefore, yeah, she has to do this.
But she didn't.
She didn't.
She didn't drink anything. But the fact that Gemara went out of its way to use this expression, that means that there's a kernel of truth in this Chazal, that if a woman were to drink an abundance
and therefore, of yayin, therefore, if you find nothing inside, it's possible there was something inside, because she drank wine.
Too much wine.
Right.
But not in this case. This case, she did not drink any wine. Memela, the fact that you find ginunim, that it cannot mean that it was the vlad v'ni moyach. Cannot be. Rather, it's just no different than mayim and dam. And mayim and dam, it's not called the vlad. It's only going to be called about when it's going to be a chaticha, only when it's a chaticha. Not when it's just mayim, not when it's mayim, or dam, or ginunim. Next, Rav Amar Molei Tanan. It says Molei. So they have imisa the it muchei itmach lechar chosar. The fact you're right. The MS, if a woman finds inside of her ginunim and it was chosar, then you're right. Then we have to be chayish, there was a baby that was nimoyach, and she has the chumis of zocher nekeva. But over here, the reason why we're not chayish in this particular case is because it's mole. The shofar is mole. No. If there was a baby inside and it was nimoyach, it would not be mole, it would have shrunk. It would not, the sack would not be filled with the liquid. Okay, unbelievable. The Chazal very knowledgeable in the science of the day. Of Ada, Barahava, Amar, Givonim, to not change the girsa. You change the word ginunim to givonim. Now the im isa the itzmuche itzmach kulu b'chad gavna havikoy. Another medical observation. It says over here ginunim, which we're going to change the girsa to ginunim, multiple colors. It's like the tachash, the suskoina, multiple colors. The science is that if the baby there really was a baby inside the shafir, and it dissolved, it would be one color. It would not be multicolored. The fact that the Mishnah over here says that they find a shofar that's mole ginunim, which is equivalent to givonim, multiple colors, that's an indication that this is not vlad. Because again, the science teaches us that if there would be a vlad that was nimoyach, it would only be one color, not multiple colors. Next. Tanya. Now we go to Divrei Agoda. Okay? Tanya, Abasholomer, Koiver Mason Hoyisi. I was a retired rabbi. I once heard from Lukevit. A rabbi, when he retires, was to become an undertaker. Why? Because they don't talk back.
They do.
The Balabatim.
Is the reverse over here? This was reverse. First he was an undertaker.
No, he was now a Koiver Mason, which means he retired.
Was.
He was a rav and he retired.
Hoyisi, Chavgiven.
Hayisi.
Nishyet.
Koyver, all right, he's saying right now, he's saying good voice. He's saying that's a steer to the famous Yisoid, fine. That is Mamash Tzorchim. Koyver Mason, no, we shall wait around. Koyver Mason, Hoyisi, Hoyisi, Mistakel, the Atsama, Shul Mason, I looked at the other, and I studied, I said anatomy. And I learned over here the following Yisra, Shoysi Yain Chai, Atsmaisov, Serufin. Going back on the Mishnah, that it says, Isha, she would drink a lot of Yain, she would cause damage.
It's amazing. How would it just be Koyver Mason? Why would he see the bones? These are fully, you don't see bones, you see flesh, you don't see bones.
They go wild, they see everything. First of all, Tamil Chazal, time of the Tanakh, how they bury the dead, they put the body into a crypt, into the earth, and they waited for it to decay. And then they came back a period of time later to Likut Atzamas, to collect the bones. And they put the bones in a crypt, in a very small burial crypt. Okay, so there was a two-step process to burial in ancient times. Not like today.
Halachic ancient times?
Yeah, in the time of Chazal, the time of the Nach for sure, it's a prayerish. Go Likut Atzamos, to collect the bones. They first put the body in earth, and the body would decay, and then they would come back
what
at
was
a later.
What's the purpose of that?
Why? Because that releases the neshama. Api Kabbalah, the body decays, and all that's left are bones. And then they come back to collect the bones, the entire skeleton, and the bones are put in a small burial crypt. That's the way it was done in ancient times. Say, unheard of such a thing. So he's sitting over here in his profession, he went and he saw bones all the time, and he says that if a person would drink yayin chai, raw wine, at smaysav sirufin, it causes the bones to be burnt. Mazog, it's diluted wine, at smaysav sichuyin. What does it mean? What does
without
it mean?
Marrow.
Sichuyin. Without marrow, it says there.
Mm-hmm.
Without marrow, that's also no good. Koroi, a person drinks one that is proper. No, it's not like Goldilocks.
Not too light.
Not too diluted. Not less. Then atzmaisav mishuchin, it's like oiled, lubricated, just right.
Wow.
Anyone who drinks more than he eats, atzmaisav. So another yisur medical halacha. That a person, if he should not drink more than he eats, the bones then would be sirufin, burnt. Achilasay miru mishasiyasay atzmaisav sichuyin, lacking marrow. Koroi, equal. Is that unbelievable? That the problem is
how would he know?
How he knew the people. He knew
you
could
tell
people.
If someone in his lifetime drank more than he ate or ate more than he drank.
If he's making
from the bones.
If he's making the nobody saying just because he sees the bones, how does he know that the person is the person's hanhaga? Maybe he had records. They went to the bar. They looked at his bill. They went online, they hacked in to the restaurant, see what he ate every night for dinner. In any event, obviously he knew these people when they were alive.
The Metzias, not
the question. He looks at the bones. But so how does he know that this person, when he was alive, he would drink too much?
Because that's that manifests.
He's
itself.
Coming to make this, he's the one that's connecting the dots. He's telling us that a person in this world, when he's alive, if he drinks too much, his bones are going to be burnt. Okay. So that now he sees bones that are burnt, how does he have a right to say that? It means he has to have known that this person, when he was alive, would drink too much.
No.
That, how, what else?
What's the point? I got it there.
What?
What's the point?
He's
what's
coming
the
to teach us, don't drink. He's telling you that when you're alive, you won't have a healthy body. Don't drink more than you eat, and don't eat more than you eat.
Who cares if he's oiled or not?
It means have a long life. No, it means obviously
that's
they die prematurely. Yeah, they die prematurely. A person lacking marrow, Rahman Mutzlan, he's very, very sick. They tell you if you want to have a good, healthy, long life, you should have to take a proper diet. A proper diet will have a proper, you have a long life. Your life depends on your diet. Depends upon your life. See, tell me, when was the Gemara written? The Gemara was written almost 2,000 years ago. This is my mother Chazal, go back 2,000 years ago. Study the people who lived in those times. Did they believe in this? That your longevity is directly proportional to your diet? No way.
Okay, you're saying that it has to do with longevity. The Gemara should have said
that's
even more important.
Of course, if he's coming over here, when a person's bones are burnt, that means he lived a long, full life. If his bones are burnt, that means that he died prematurely. If his bones are lacking marrow, he also died prematurely. If his bones are they're perfect, we all know that today bones have an enormous impact on the health of a person's bones. Is bone marrow? I mean, it's the yidua. This is an indication of the person's health. This is unbelievable. He's saying the person you want to have a good, healthy life. Diet. The diet is everything.
Someone has leukemia. They get a bone marrow transplant.
Exactly. Now it's amazing. He understood this 2,000 years ago. Go study the ancient. Go study the Goyim 2,000 years ago. Did they preach this? Did they understand this 2,000 years ago? I doubt it.
What?
I doubt it. You don't think
the ancient Egyptians were very knowledgeable in this stuff?
No, I don't think so.
More than we ever knew.
I don't think so. You think so? More than we think so?
I don't know. They definitely knew a lot.
The Romans certainly didn't believe in this. The Romans indulged in crazy activity, eating and drinking crazy things. We know they died from lead poisoning. Weiter. Karoi at Smysav Mishuka next. Tanya, Abishalai, Merabi, Tamar, Rebbe, Yochanan. I was an undertaker. Pamachas ratzi acharti. One day I was ready for a deer. V'nichnasti b'kulish shel meis. I entered into the kulish of a thigh bone. There was a bone. And I entered into, I went into a tunnel. And in the tunnel, I entered into the bone of a dead body. V'ratzi acharav shalosh parsois. Three parsois, 4 mil. That means I went 12 mil, which is approximately 9 miles. I traveled, I ran after the deer for approximately 9 miles. And
all of this was inside a bone.
A bone of an animal. A bone of a person. A person. Utsvila higati. I never achieved reaching the deer escaped, and I did not even finish the span of the bone. Whose bone is this? Whose thigh bone is this? Kishachazarti lacharai amuli shel oig melech habashan hoisa. So therefore they find these massive dinosaurs. Who is to know what happened in ancient times? The Gemara said the oig melech habashan, the bone was 9 miles, the coolest you can imagine fully was. Tanya, Abba Shaholai Mer, Koiver, Mason, Hoyis, the third person. It was obviously a very profitable profession. A third person. And what Pamachas Niftacha, Ma'or Tachtai, the cave of the Medini, Vamarti, Begalgal, Inishal Mace. And I sunk into the socket of an eye of a dead body, Ad Chotmi, until my nose, the whole body went into, up to the nose, of the socket of the eye of a corpse. Kishachazarti la'acharai. Who pulled him out? Amru, Ayin shel Avshalom Haisa. David's son. Avshalom, when we build against David. V'shem atayma abba shol nanas hava. Maybe it was a big deal. Maybe he was a midget. He was a midget, therefore, by falling into the socket of the bone of the eye of Avshalom, wasn't such a big deal because he was a very, very small person. So the Moriah makes a long calculation exactly how tall he was. He was a giant. Abba shol oroich. Bidoiroi Hava. He was the tallest person in his generation. Okay, let's clarify. We want to know exactly how tall was Abba Shaul. He was the tallest person in Hava. The Rabbi Tarfain only Magia Lich Seifa. Rabbi Tarfain was also very tall, only reached his shoulder. Rabbi Tarfain, how tall was he? Aruch Bidoiroi Hava. He was also the tallest person in his generation.
So it was a different generation.
Magia, we only reach Lich Seifai. Rabbi Meir, Aruch, Bedarai Hava, he was the tallest.
So they're all living in different generations.
Rabbi Magia, Lich Seifai, Rabbi Noah Kodai, Shami reached his shoulder. Rabbi Aruch, Bedarai Hava, Rabbi Chia, Magia, Lich Seifai, Rabbi Chia, Aruch, Bedarai Hava, Rabbi Rav, Magia, Lich Seifai. Rav, this Gemara is mamash pilei ploim. Rav, Aruch b'Rahava, Rabbi Yehuda Magilik Seifa, Rabbi Yehuda Aruch b'Rahava, Rabbi Ada, Diyola Magilik Seifa. Now, who is this next person? You ever heard of this person?
The attendant to the rabbi.
This person was an unbelievable person. Next person, Pirash Tevina de Pumpedisa. Okay, he must be a very great person. He gets honorable mention in the Gemara and Shas. Koile la'ada diyole. He only would stand when he's throwing. He was to la'ada diyole ad pal. Gave only half of his body. The kuli alma koi in the ganze welt. The average man will only reach the parshe tivino the pumpadiso. This man that was his name ad charetze. Until his
loins.
Is what?
Loins.
Loins. Mosnayim. Mosnayim. Okay? So therefore, what's the most maskana? His waist. So therefore, you make all this calculation. Obviously, the Abba Shaul was a giant of giants. Okay, Abishol was.
I thought it was Moshe Rabbeinu.
Like a final thing, giant of.
He was a giant. He was a giant of giants. This person, and the male was a giant of giants, and all the only reach only how far. And yet, when he sunk into the eye socket of Avshalom, he sunk in so far, you can only begin to imagine the depth, the cavity of how big the eye was. What does this Gemara mean? We have no idea. But obviously, it represents something allegoric. It means the eye represents the person's desires. His tivus, the hayu, exactly the hayu einecha rohis es mayrecha. Your eyes should look to your leaders. You should long to emulate them, to be like them. Avshalom had such hasagas to conquer the world. Avshalom was such. We can't even be master who Avshalom was. His eye was so big, meaning. His hasogis to achieve greatness, to conquer the veld, was azoy grois that the tallest man in the world, when he fell in, he came all the way up until his nose, and he was azoy grois, he can't even be massive how tall he was. So, that teaching us, don't think when Avshalom won, he had the Yetzer to kill his father, David HaMelech. We think it's petty, right? Covered. No, I mean, it's petty. He wanted some cover, so he wanted to be the male, so he went to the. What is he doing over here? We cannot even be massive. The Nisayan that he had. The eye, how big his eye was, meaning his she'ifos to achieve and to accomplish, and he felt that his father was getting in his way. If he had the reins of Malchus, he would want Mashiach.
It's not very good kibbutz of him.
It certainly is not. Yeah. It says that he went into Gehenna for this. Uh-huh. And David said, Bini, seven times to raise his child out of Gehenna. Of the love a parent has for a child, you know the famous story is there was a man, a boy, he met a girl, he wanted to marry the girl, and the girl said, I cannot marry you because I hate your mother. The Shriga, I cannot live with your mother. I'll only marry you on one Tanai. You go to your mother, you stab her, you cut out her heart, and you bring me her heart. If you'll do this, I'll marry you. So he says, listen to the story, this Nerv Oyim, Kedai to come to just for the story. So he says to her, the girl he wants to marry, I'll do it. Goes to his mom, he says to his mom, Ma, I want to marry her, and that's the condition that she wants, and therefore it's too bad, Ma. He stabs his mother, he cuts out her heart. She's still quivering before she expires, and she says to her son, my son, don't run, you may trip on the way back. Go slow back to your kala. I don't want you to trip. The love. Kirachim of Albanim. Okay, but it says also what?
King Kirachim
of
You like that story?
No.
No? Okay, he doesn't like that story. Okay, sorry. Vaida. Omar Lufanavai. Now we go back to Shalov. Okay, now we go back to Halacha. Okay, the Agada has concluded. And now we go back to Halach. Here we go. Shalulf Ne Rebbe, they ask the following Shaila. Hamapella Shafim Moli Bosomau. Oh, Anaya Sugya, Anaya Unfag. This is the famous Sugya and Shas of Mapella Shaf Moli Boston. Famous Sugya. There's the Shaila of, we learned already, of Mayim and Dam. Mayim, Dam, and Givonim is what? Zero. Nothing, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing. That's not called the Leda. But let's say she's Mabel Chaticha, a Chaticha in the Shafir. Oh, Tumas Leda. New case. What about Basar? Basar is not the same thing we had before. The Mishnah taught the extremes. The extremes are Mayim, Dam, and Givonim. Nothing. No Tumas Leda. But let's say it's Mirukum. The Shafir is Mirukum. Okay, which means the baby has begun to form. Then Tamei Tumas Leda. What happens if it's somewhere in the middle? It's not Mayim, Dam, and Givonim, and it's not Mirukum, it's Basar. What would you say? So this is Gemara Shaila. So Shalu, you know who he has a Shaila to? The Yishal to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Shalu Fnei Rebbe. Hamapella Shafir Moli Basar Mahu. Amalachim, he told him, Lo Shamati. He sees the humility of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Lo Shamati.
Humility.
Unbelievable. Lo Shamati.
I don't know why is that necessarily humility.
Why the Rabbanim say they will never say Lo Shamati. I took a course in rabbinic training. And they told us, their two rabbis told us, never say to a Baal Bas Yisrael Shaila, you know the answer. Never ever say to him, you know the answer. We had two speakers, one after the other. The first speaker said, if a Baal Bas Yisrael Shaila, no, they said, yeah, one Taka said, I'm going to get back to you. Even if you know the halacha klar, like the color of your shoe, you know the halacha klar, never ever pass it on the spot. Say, I'm going to get back to you. You go home, you look it up.
You get more money for
it. You have to go look it up, 100%. Then there was a break, then you have supper, and then came the next speaker. It's on the same topic. Same thing. A Baal Bas Yisrael Shaila, answer the Shaila as if your life depends on it. And he said to us, I'm not making this up, there's a very big Talmud Chacham, if you don't know the answer to the question, guess, and just say an answer. And then you run home and look it up, and if you were wrong, you call back the Baal Bas and you say, I want to clarify. I'm wrong, I want to clarify. This, and I told you this, it's in this particular case, I just want to clarify. Because if you don't give the Baal Bas an answer, they'll never ever ask you a Shaila again for the rest of their life. So you have to answer the question on the spot. The first Rav said, no, you have to be Yerush Shemayim. If you don't know the answer, you don't know the answer. Even if you know the answer, who says he's saying the correct halacha b'mavar? Okay, yeah, obviously I am panim l'toyra, yesh v'yesh. So here Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he said, loy shamati. I did not hear from my Rebbe what is the halacha in this case. Amar l'fan Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, kacham abba. This is what my father told me, Rabbi Yosi. Mole dom tmei nida. It says of him, now here's the problem. Mole dom tmei nida. That's not a kasha. Because the Mishnah attack only when the Mishnah says Mole dom, the Mishnah was only discussing the laws of Leda. The Mishnah was not discussing the laws of Nida. Here, Mole dom, Mole tmei nida. So far, so good. Mole basar. Oh, beferish. Mole basar. Tmei leda. So he told him, yes, tmei leda. Now, Omar Loi, now here's the problem. The problem is the Mishnah never said Tamid and the Shofi, Moli Dam, is Tamid, Tamid Nida. Never said that. That's not the case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, there's a Shofi. There's a Shofi, Moli Dam. Really? Who says that's Mitam Mishnah, Leda, Nida? Maybe that's nothing. There's no Leda, and maybe there's no Nida either. He's Mechadish, and this Halacha, that there's a din of Nida. Omar Loi. So, Rabbeinu HaKadosh said to Rabbi Shmuel, thank you, but no thank you. You're telling me a memra, you're paskening when it comes to Moli Basar, Tmei Leda, but you ruined it for yourself. Because the first part of your sentence that I didn't even ask you what the Shaila was, you told me Moli Dam is Nida. Wait a minute, that's not so pashut. That's a Das Yochid. Oh, the same way the first half of your statement is a Das Yochid. Mm-hmm. So maybe the second half of your statement is a Das Yochid. It's not relevant to our discussion, which we need to know for the Tzibur.
Right.
So if you would have been quiet, and you would not have told me the first half of the Memra, then we would have just accepted at face value, that's the Halacha. But because you went and you said you were Maisif, called a Maisif, Gorea. Because you ate another Halacha that was not relevant, you went and you have revealed that even the second halacha is not muchach lefi kol adeis. Amalot il molei davar chodesh amarta lanu mishum avicha shema anucha. Unbelievable Gemara. If you would have told us a new chiddush, a davar chodesh, shaila basar. No one ever yet commented on this halacha. We would have accepted the halacha at face value and gone weiter. Achsha, but now. Kol ha-moisif goreya. Well, it's out of the Shmaya. Achshav midoha kamaisa ki yichidah. The first halacha is an old halacha. This is nothing new. Old shayla. If an isha is mapal ashaf mole dam, so, and you tell me it's tamei tumas nida. Who says tumas nida? Sumchis. Ki yichidah ka'amar. Sumki sumchis. Remember sumchis? Bava kama?
Yes.
Daf Dalit. Kisumches. Omash. Omash. Mishum Rabbi Meir. Hanami Shem. Hanami Shema. Rabbi Yeshua. So now maybe the second halacha is going like Rabbi Yeshua Mora. The ain halacha. Rabbi Yeshua. Now what did Rabbi Yeshua say? Rabbi Yeshua was the one who said what? Look at the second line of Rashi. The Mishum Or Shafir Luchudit. That's going to be the next piece of Gemara. The Gemara is going to tell you about Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says Or Shafir Luchudit Mitame. It's not because of the dam. It's because that the Shafir itself, the leather, the Or itself, already has. Now here's a catch. Is in later. We want to know.
We have over here a shofir mole basar. What's the halacha? So tummy. You know why it's tummy? Not because of the basar, because of the or. The shofir is basically the or of the basar. The only one that says that or is enough by itself to mitami tumas leida is Rabbi Yoshua. So it's not even relevant because of the basar. The basar, that's not, we are going to feed the man the omar that the or is not mitami in and of itself mishum leida. So we have a shaila newly, or is not mitami mishum leida, maybe epis, we can say the basar is mitami. But if you go like Rabbi Yeshua, that the or itself is mitami, then there's nothing to discuss. So if it's not going to be a riot, it's not going to be Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanya. Where did Rabbi Yeshua say the halacha? The Tanya. I'm a person of shafir. A person of the shafir. She ain't a person of shafir. She ain't a medukim. That's the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua Meir Volod. Oh, why? The or itself, a shafir, is a shtick or, is a piece of or. It's leather. No. It's not a volot. Omar, that's now. What's the makar? What's the makar? Omar, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yoshaya. Machleikis be'ocher. First, we have to clarify. Machleikis be'ocher. And when we sing be'ocher, what are we going back on? We're going on here. Masha be'secher ocher. The ikel lemeima volot hoy b'ni moach. Can we have over here? We're going back on ocher. What's ocher? Which case are we going back on now? Can we clarify from what's in the article?
Muddy liquid.
What?
Spewed is in the case of an embryo full of muddy liquid.
Liquid, okay. So the liquid is saying a naidin. Machlek is the liquid inside, the mayim inside. It's the mayim.
So the question is about
the mayim is it's cloudy.
Aval
b'tzalil. The machlekes, machlekes is the ocher. Which machlekes? Machlekes is between Rabbi Yeshua.
Wait, the Chachamim.
And the Chacham about.
With
the dam? Wait, let's take a step back. Sumchas. Wait, one second, I apologize to you.
Yeshua and the Gemara and the Chachamim.
Machlekes between. They talk about the basa, right? The basa is the shafir, the embryo. Okay, so coil. Okay, fine. Let's explain. So fine. Machlokes no so nachamal. Amar Mishum Malakas Amar Mishum Rishon Rish Machlokes Ba'ocher It's Ocher Avol But Solul Inside of the Or the Shafir It's Solul It's Clear It's Murky Avol But Solul But Let's Say There's a Shafir And Inside the Shafir It's Clear Liquid Pristine Okay You Can Sell It As Poland Spring Water Dear Reakol Everyone Agrees Einoi Volod Shulman of Yamar, no, he disagrees. But Solu Machlokes, no. Even.
No,
by,
only.
Oh, talk about, only. But let's say it's Ocher. Everyone agrees it's going to be Gotavi to Maslade, right? All the way around. But Solu Machlokes.
Right.
But let's say it would be murky.
Everyone agrees it's going to be Gotavi to Maslade.
But we just had a discussion now between me and you, is the Gemara Shaila. Oh, you see, none of the above. Isn't it amazing? We have a discussion. The Gemara says to us, none of the above. But machlokes, teiku, we need Melech HaMashiach in the Leonavi, in the Mitaris Kash. Here's the Makar. Vayas Hashem Elokim LaAdam LaIshto Yikos Nesar Vayal Bishem. You see, Mamas Hashkocha Parah. This Aleph. This starts the daf of the first day of Parshas Chayei Sarah, the Parsha of Shiduchim. And here, on the first day of the Parsha of Shiduchim, we have learned Mamas the Parsha of Shiduchim. Isn't it amazing? This the Makar Vayachlim LaAdam Vayal Bishem Malam Meishan Kach Baruch Hu Eisa Or LaAdam Ela In Kenaitza. What's the drasha? It says. First, there already was an Adam. They already existed. And then comes R. So if there is already R, you hear the word? If there's already R, it has to be there was a Yetzira before.
I don't understand. What's the question?
The drasha. The Makar of Yeshua is Vayas Hashem Elokim LaAdam UleYishtoi Kos Nois Or. Is the word R. So Hashem made R. It's a drasha. It's not a little... The or was fashioned for a pre-existing creature. Adam and Chav existed. They're walking around. Right? They existed. This is Adam and Chava. Hashem now made for Adam and Chav an or. So what comes first? The chicken or the egg?
The or the kosnazar?
Not the kosnazar. Adam, there's a noitzar. There's a creature. Yeah, so you're saying that you see that there's such a thing as Adam. Or. No, you see that or only comes after. There's a yitzira. Asher yotzar es ha'adam. Man, vayitzer Hashem lukim es ha'adam. Ofam in Abahim, ofam in Adama. Man comes first. After man comes, then comes the or. So if you find or in this world, it has to be, there was something that came before it.
Yeah.
Adam came before it. So if you have a shofar is or that can only exist if they already pre-existed a human being. So where is the human being? Where did he go? Nimayach, it dissolved. That's the lum, that's Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says a shofar mole basar is, or any, a shofar by itself, just a shofar by itself, Rabbi Yeshua says, is metame tumas leda, because a shofar is or. And if there is or, it has to be there was a human being inside. And where is the human being inside? Where did he go? Where did he go? He disappeared. Why he was nimoyach? This is the makar, because since in the sequence of the Pesukim of the Torah, first comes the Yetzirah to Adam, and then comes the Yetzirah of or, okay, it's a drasha. It's not to be taken literally, because the or here doesn't mean the flesh, it means the skin of the body. It means an exterior or. Unless you're going to go tell me some real way out mystical drasha that Adam and Chav before the Chet, the Eitz Hadas, had no aura on their body, had no skin on their body. They were different. They looked different. They looked different than we look today. And Hashem, after the Chet Eitz Hadas, Hashem made aura. That's not Mestaver. Even though you'll tell me, yeah, because they already had the Ale Zayas, the external garments. So Hashem now made them flesh. You never heard that Pesha before, right?
No.
You never heard that Pesha before. That's not a Pesha. But in this Gemara, that's not this Gemara here. But anyway, the Gemara was saying that we're not making a drasha. First comes Yetzirah Sa'adam. After Yetzirah Sa'adam comes the creation of Or. So if you have in your possession Or, that's an indication that pre-existed before the Or was an Adam. That's the drasha of Rabbi Yehoshua. Whereas the Chachamim, they disagree. The Chachamim, they don't hold of the drasha. Makes no difference. That was when we read. If you tell me Mitzalul Machlaikis, I know this Kra, we need Elia Marta, Biach Machlaikis, Slavoli Kra, I don't need a Pasik, Savar Biyamahu. It's a swear that if it's Ochor, it must mean this, suddenly that's new. I don't need a Pasik, says the Raya, El Shamina, Mitzal Machlaikis, oh, it's a Raya, and the Gemara over here is, you write Shmamina. Also, he's going back from this. He's coming to disagree with everything that we just said before, right? The Gemara says Shema Amina, and then it says not like the Shema Amina. The Machloek is his Ba'achor, but Betzalul is going to be Diriakol Einavad. It's Mamish Pufakar from what we just said. Eisve, Ravol, Rav Nachman, Ela Amru, Simon Volod. Here's a different kasha. Ela Amru, they have said Simon Volod Behema Daka Tinuf. A Simon, how do you know the mother of a miscarriage if she's Tinuf, if she gives off dirt? In other words, Begasa Shilya Beisha Shaf. If it was, what's a Simon Volod? And the Behema Daka has a discharge of what's called Tinuf. I do not know what that means. It means some type of discharge which is known to people who raise these animals, begasa, abehemagasa, shilya, and here is the key words, beisha, shafir, v'shilya, beferish. And it is not differentiated by the shafir between achor and solo. It says a matter of fact, v'ilu shafir behema loipotar. But a shafir behema, v'ilu shafir. It's not going to potter. So it says by Behemagasa, that's right, it's not going to, we want to know, my nafkamina, is this the next child that is born, the next discharge, is that going to be a Bechor?
It's not a discharge if it's
so,
a kid.
So since when it comes to an Isha, has a miscarriage, a discharge of a Shofir or a Shilya, no longer will there ever be potential for her to have a Pinyin HaBen for the baby. because whatever came out now, whatever was the first child, was really called Pederechem. So the next child that comes out, a viable child, is not the Bechor. Because a Shafir and a Shilya are indications that it's the first that a child was born. But when it comes to Behemagasa, if a Behemagasa has a discharge of a Shafir, it's nothing. Mimela, if it later gives birth to a viable Vlad, that viable Vlad is going to be a Bechor, Peterechem, by an animal. Now we go back to the Sugi we said before, it was with Iamart, the Bechor Machlegis. If the Machlegis is Machlegis, Mishamach, Isha, the Rabbi Bakra, it's a beautiful drive. How can there be a distinction between a shafir of a man, of an animal and a human being? There's no difference between man and animal. So if it's going to be exactly the same mitzis, so we need a special drasha that even though taka, the mitzis, the zilbazach, we're going to differentiate. When it's crystal clear, then even when it's crystal clear, a shofar is an indication called Mughal Vlad. It's Ba'achor, so then Michdi Svaruhu. The whole Shiloh, when you tell me it's Achor, so then it's Nimayach. Really, there's a Vlad, it's Nimayach. So what then is the difference between a person and an animal? The Mitzis is going to be a Vlad. Maishna Isha, Maishna Behema. So I'll explain. If the Machloikis is Bitzolul, and even Bitzolul, we're going to paskin that it's called a Vlad, why from the Drosha? The Drosha is, Vayas Hashem Elokim La'adam Elisha Kosnos Or Vayal Bishem. It is defying logic. It's defying logic. I don't see any reason why this thing should be called a Vlad. Because there's nothing inside. So it's clear liquid. Where's the Nimayach? Gezeris HaKosov. Gezeris HaKosov. Vayas Hashem Elokim La'adam Elisha Kosnos Or Vayal Bishem. Or comes after Yitzira. Where does it say this? By Adam V'Ishtoi. Adam v'ishtoi in behemo loy. Oh, gzeres hakasav. I'm mevatel my das to the gzeres hakasav. But if you're telling me that there's no machlokes b'tzolul, and tzolul is tahor, there's no leida, we don't hold of this drasha. The machlokes is when it comes to achor, and achor is not totally any pasuk. It's totally in svara. If it's achor, obviously it's a mitzis that there's a vlad v'nim moyach. So once Vlad v'nim moyach, it says moysar adam min ha-behema oyin. It's nimayach by an adam. It's nimayach by a behema. It's the same exact thing. Either in both situations, there should be the petachamar, petarechem, or there should be no petarechem. You following?
Yeah.
Vaita. So maishri shemaishna behema mis v'nimayach misvadim shemaishna. He says no. You're right. You got me. When Rabbi Yeshua, when it says of Rabbi Yeshua holds up when it comes to or just solul according to this man the Omar that says bitzolul machloikis or let's say bitzol machloikis from machloikis mivshab shitalei Rabbi Yeshua sefukim esafkalei vaz lahachalucham v'yachalucham ra gabi isha dimemaynu
hu. Therefore, it's not shver.
It's not sure. So it's a suffic bukhar. It's not a vadai bukhar. So enechanami. Bemis, I'll tell you the machlokes. I'll tell you bemis. Machlokes is going when it's going to be where it's going to be.
Okay.
All right. Achor. It's going to be achor. So I'm sorry. Machlokes with solo. It's solo. But it's not because of the drasha. It's not because of the drasha. It's because there's a suffic. What do we mean? Therefore, what's the nafkamina by Nisha? It's not just Pidyon HaBen. Pishnayim. If this child is the Bechor, if he's the Bechor, what happens? He gets a double Yerusha. Two slices of apple pie. You know the story. Person was dying. He was a person. They lit the candles around him, and he smells. This was child. Ah, I smell delicious apple pie. Can you please a slice of the apple pie? The child says, "Mommy said the apple pie is after the funeral."
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. There was too much background noise.
It's for after the funeral. So after the funeral, who gets two slices of the apple pie? Who gets two pieces? The Bechor. The Bechor gets two pieces of the apple pie. The male, it's the Memoina. But when it comes to Petah Hamol, Petah Rechem, then we go Luchumra. Gabi Yisha, the Memoina, who's something the Memoina Lakula. Therefore, we go Lakula. Al Lakula means that we're not in a Chanami. We're going to say that it's in a Chanami. You're right. You're right. We're going to say that it's not called the Bechor. And
it is a Bechor. The day that comes after, there is no pigeon.
There is no pigeon. There is the Kula.
It is the Kula. So it doesn't say
we're not going to give you Shnayim.
Exactly.
Okay, why not? Achzik Mevayin Os. Why not? How do you know? Well, it's
Hamayitzim Mechaver of Arayim.
Oh, he's a genius. You see this? He knows the sugyas. You say Hamayitzim Mechaver on the mom that's in the Rishos of the father? Says the lum, what's the lum? This is a vertical lumness. This is the machlagis. When there's a Yerusha, what's the lumness of the Yerusha? Is it the pshat that it goes direct deposit? Murdika Gemara over here. It's unbelievable lumness. What's Yerusha? So this is a Hakira, Bechal, Hakira in the Yerusha. Is it direct deposit? The father dies. I'm going to go straight from the bank account straight into the account of each one of the children. Is that the lumness or no? It goes first
into the account of the stepmother.
Okay, but let's talk about together. Or do we say, no, it goes into the Tefusa Sabayis. The person dies, and now it goes into a central account. Mm-hmm. And then from the central account, it then goes into each one of the brothers. This Daf Gemina. Over here, what are you accomplishing by saying, by Gabi Bukhar, you have over here a baby, you have a child that's born, and it comes after a Shafir. And the Shafir was solo. So what are you going to accomplish by saying, or going L'chomer? L'chomer, we're going to say, since it's in the Memoinus, so we're going to say that it's not called an Uba. It's not called, the Shafir is not called a child. I'm sorry, it is called a child. It is called a child. I mean that it's called a child, so the one that comes afterwards is not the Bechor. Right. What do you mean? But it's Gezel. So the one that comes afterwards is not the Bechor. He is entitled. He is entitled, really. Maybe, really, he is the Bechor. And really, he is the Bechor. He is entitled to receive Pishayim. It's a no-win situation. What do you mean, L'chomra? It's a no-win situation either way. Either he is supposed to get Pishnayim or he's not supposed to get Pishnayim. If he gets Pishnayim, he's stealing from the other brothers. If he's not supposed to get Pishnayim, they're stealing from him. You understand? We have a dilemma. Is the Shafir a Vlad or not? If the Shafir is a Vlad, then he's not supposed to get Pishnayim. If he gets Pishnayim, he's stealing from all of his brothers. If he is... If he's not the Bukhar.
If he is the Bukhar, then they're stealing from him.
Exactly. So what are you accomplishing? The answer is, it's only a problem if the money goes direct from the deceased to the children. But if the money does not go direct to the deceased, it goes into escrow. So now, when he now wants to go take the money, by default, Yerushas, everyone gets everything together. Now you want to go take double, you got to extract it from us. Olav
Hashalom.
Amen.
Yes.
It's a big enough Kamina. How do you learn the Lomas? The lumbers of the Motzim of Yerusha. Yashrus, you know about Yashrus? The guy goes to the Rebbe, and says, I said about money. Yashrus. The Rebbe says, Yashrus? Yashrus is dead. It's Rosh Teva. It's Yisgadal, Yisgadash, Shmei Rabbo.
Yosha.
There's no Yashrus. Yosha. There's no Yosha. Is that it comes next?